Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Student Choice's Scott Patterson talking about the state of private student lending and credit unions today, so check it out. What is the state of student lending today? Because it's kind of a hot button in the lending world today. I mean, and you're right there in the mix of it. What's going on today?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Mike. It is. And first of all, thank you for the opportunity here to come talk a little bit about student choice and about student lending in general and credit unions. So I appreciate that. And you hit the nail right on the head when you talk about the federal side. And I think a lot of what we see in the headlines today in the newspapers and in the media are mostly talking about the federal student loan program. Yep. So a lot of the major challenges that you see today, a lot of the debt that's there on the student loan side is in the federal student loan program versus the private loan program. So I think that's one of the first most important things for credit unions to understand when we're talking student loans. Are we talking federal or are we talking private? The private student loan market is what most credit unions are engaged in right now if they're doing student loans. And it's a very different type of lending. So I think it's been an interesting time over the last several years. Our QCO was started right at the very really just about a few months before the recession kicked into full gear.
Very interesting time to launch
a QCO and a business. But it was actually very interesting overall. I think the real learning there at the time was the dramatic need that exists among the members and among the general population for this type of help. In general, you think about a typical family and the way they pay for education, they hopefully have some savings. They have saved up some money over time, whether it be 529 plans or just general college savings. Then they go for the scholarships and grants if they're available, and then they go for the inexpensive student loans, which tend to be the federal student loans. And then if there's anything left over, it's what they call the gap, and that's really what our QCO was helped founded to do, was to help members finance that gap. The market in the recession really, in many respects, the student loan market kind of collapsed. It was dominated by specialty finance companies. These were companies that relied on the securitization markets to keep their funding mechanism going and keep them in the lending business. When Wall Street effectively collapsed and those markets collapsed or dislocated, I think is the polite way to say it. It left only a few major lenders, and credit unions were in that space. Balance sheet lenders able to help the member with that need. Since the recession has kind of in many ways, it's in the rear view mirror for most credit unions and most economies. The markets are back. There are very, very large providers in the student loan space. The traditional players, Sallie Mae, Discover Bank, as well as some of the other major banks, Wells Fargo. They're very, very deep into student loans now. They're increasing their presence, and there's a lot of specialty finance companies now that are coming back into the space, SoFi's and others. So I would say the state of the student loan market when we're talking about the private side is very active. I'd say that consumers are getting better and better deals as more and more entrants come into that marketplace. And it's a good thing.
Exactly. Yes, that was going to be my next question. Is this a good thing as opposed to it's almost like solely relying on the federal side of things for your student loan, which I can't see as a totally good thing. But if you have the private sector coming in and providing some of the same things at better deals, it's got to be a great thing because of the competition aspect and keeps prices down, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, well, the federal loans, we always advocate you want to max out your federal money. So the strategy generally is called the free, the cheap, and the gap.
Free, cheap, and gap. Okay.
You max out your free money available. That tends to be scholarships and grants.
Right.
And, of course, any savings you've had. The cheap money tends to be the federal student loans, especially the Stafford loans, the low-cost, no origination fee loans that are out there from the federal government. And then generally there's a gap, and that's where you want to go to private student loans. Gotcha. So in all cases, we advocate you want to max out your federal student loan eligibility and availability, especially in the Stafford loan, the Stafford loan area.
Okay, very cool. So now, why would a credit union want to go down the private student lending road? Because, I mean, again, we talked about at the top of the show, it's a very polarizing topic right now. And as you just mentioned, there's a lot more folks getting involved now. Why would a credit union want to venture down this road?
Yeah, it's pretty simple for most of our clients. And there are a number of reasons why credit unions do get involved and get engaged in private student loans. But it really boils down to something that's very, very simple. And Ed Callahan, who was founder of Callahan and Associates and chairman of the NCUA under the Reagan administration, liked to say it very simply. He said, follow the member.
Okay.
And in many respects, that's why credit unions are engaged in doing that. This is a real member need that exists. If you think about the typical family and their life in terms of major financial choices and decisions, you can boil it down to about three major decisions that have to be made. Planning for retirement, mm-hmm. buying a home, mm-hmm. and then there's education finance, getting my kids through school, higher education. So, buying a car and, getting a credit card and signature loans, those are important, don't get me wrong, but in terms of major life things you need to plan for and think about, mm-hmm. This is in the top three. And up until 8 years ago, before our CUSA was founded, credit unions, by and large, weren't active participants in that market.
Yeah.
So it's really simple. You follow the member. What are the member's primary financial needs, and how are we there to help serve those needs? That's why we were founded as a CUSO mm-hmm. 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. A group of very large leading credit unions from across the country came together and said, hey, we have members walking into the branches asking for our help in this area, and we're not really able to help them. I mean, we might show them, hey, you can get a home equity loan or something like that. Mm-hmm. But by and large, they were sending them to Sally Mae and sending them to others instead of helping them. Oh, and the credits got together and said, how can we do this? Is there a way we can create a win-win for the member, where we're providing significant value versus what they'd be able to get mm-hmm. otherwise, mm-hmm. and a win for the cooperative in that we have a good, productive performing loan on the books mm-hmm. and an opportunity for a productive relationship with that young member.
All of these
reasons are why credit unions are excited and engaged in student lending. So, Mike, I can send you some of these slides. I don't know if you want to put them in the presentation, but in the last 8 years, just the entire credit union industry, we've gone from a very, very small handful of credit unions providing private student loans, maybe a half a dozen 8 years ago. Up until today, we have about 700 credit unions now that are providing a private student loan to their members mm-hmm. in a very, very short period of time. The adoption has been very significant. Yeah. I think as credit unions have realized there is a way to do this, there's a way to do it responsibly in the interest of both the member and the credit union. Mm-hmm. And that was really why Student Choice was created. Can we bring a best practice capability and expertise around this asset class so that credit unions can learn to do it and do it the right way? Our organization is fundamentally about helping credit unions get into the business of education finance and fostering relationships with these young borrowers. And I think both of those are very, very important needs that most credit unions have. You want to help the member with their chief financial needs today, and most credit unions have a need to have younger members, the future generation of the membership, become productive and active in the cooperative. So it's a very exciting, I think, need that we're helping the credit unions fulfill and helping them do it effectively.
Yeah, it seems like a no-brainer to me, because I see it on from a two-prong perspective on an investment. I think you said it before, that it's a great investment, obviously, for the student. I mean, it's like the second biggest investment you'll make next to your home. But I see it as an investment, obviously, for the student or the parents, whoever's getting the finance, and then also an investment for the credit union, because you're going to have a lifelong member after they go through this loan. Then, you get the house, the car, the retirement, the CDs, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just sounds like such a no-brainer, especially to get them at such a young age and to have them go through life's milestones.
Yeah, no, that is a very key point. And one of the things you brought up there, which I want to amplify a little bit, Mike, if that's okay.
Yeah.
This is one of the most empowering forms of credit that a credit union can grant to a member. If done responsibly, it has the ability to dramatically improve a member's life. A better career, lower unemployment, more money over the career.
Yeah.
The average. Yeah, that nice. The average college graduate makes about $1 million more, again, on average, versus someone that just has a high school degree. So it is very, very meaningful. The average unemployment rate in both good times and bad is mm-hmm. about half of what it is for mm-hmm. just a high school graduate. Mm-hmm. And again, you're able to go pursue a career of interest. Hopefully, your degree is in something you're interested in, and spend your life focused on something that has real meaning to you in your life. So I think it's in many ways, one of the most empowering things that credit can do. Not that buying a house isn't empowering, right. It is. But this is something that I think can make a big difference in the lives of members.
Well, it's something that will enable you to get that house. Because like you said, you know, when you graduate from college, I mean, you're gonna make exponentially more money. So you'll be able to afford a better house or even afford a house, period. So, I mean, that's just, for me, it just seems like the stepping stone for life's milestones. So, such a great investment.
I think it's very important, and the data is very clear. If you just do a quick Google search, the typical home buyer in our country, especially in metropolitan markets, tends to be a college graduate.
Yep.
So it is something that is very important. And if you're making more money, of course, those sorts of dreams can happen.
Indeed.
Another point you made, Mike, which I think is worth amplifying, is just on the relationship side.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of why we were founded and why we exist is to help credit unions foster these relationships. And part of that has been, you know, we want to help credit unions within their existing field of membership,
mm-hmm.
Get direct-to-member loans on this side. So a lot of times it's not just the member, it's not just the student, but it's also mom and dad. If you think about the typical challenge, that education finance is for the typical family, it tends to be mom or dad that can't sleep at night. It's not son or daughter and 16-year-old that, you know, can't sleep at night. They just want to go to college, and they're turning to mom and dad saying, what can I do? How are we going to make this happen?
Yeah.
So it tends to be a great opportunity for the credit union to engage both the parent and the young adult member at a very, very important time and on a very important subject.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to introduce, I think, that new young member to the credit union, mm-hmm. again, through their parents.
Yep.
But on the relationship side, you know, we didn't have a lot of insight into what that relationship looked like beyond the student loan for the first few years of the CUSO's existence.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just went back about a little over a year ago to some of our credit unions that have been with us for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and we had about 6,000. We had them look at about 6,000 of their members that had a private student loan with the credit union, and try to see, well, what other relationship did these members develop with the credit union since getting that student loan? And we were really excited about the results. I mean, and I can send you the data that you can put up on the screen, but 55% have a checking account with a credit union, 21% have a credit card with a credit union,
wow.
and almost 10% have gotten an auto loan with a credit union. Again, this is about a little over 6,000 different borrowers from these credit unions, mm-hmm. that, you know, spend some time digging into their MCIF systems, mm-hmm. and CRM systems, see what happened to these student loan borrowers and what type of relationship has the credit union been able to establish with them. So it's a long-winded way of saying these are not just indirect loans.
Exactly.
They're not indirect loans at all. These are direct-to-member loans. They're productive loans, and they're a great segue into a, as you call it, a lifelong relationship opportunity with the next generation of members.
Yeah, it basically means more business. That simple. Goodness.
More business and productive from day one. I mean, a student loan can be a very good productive asset for the credit union. And I think a big challenge that many credit unions have when they talk about the young adult market or the millennial market is, well, they reach a stage in their 30s,
mm-hmm.
where they're more credit driven. They're gonna be buying that house and other things.
Yeah.
But for a long time in their 20s, you know, what's the ROI? You know, I think credit unions see it as an investment in the future, of course, which it is.
Yep.
Student loan can be a great way to start off that relationship in a very productive way, and then build on that over time as that member grows up and gets firmly rooted in their career post-graduation.
Indeed.